Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 240 for Tuesday, January 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly weaker Tuesday as a sharp rise in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was up a dollar to down by over $4, the March contract down $4.50 at $477.50 per ton. The loonie was up by over a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to international buyers. Losses in Chicago soybeans contributed to some spillover selling in the Canadian market, but scaled-down commercial pricing and a lack of significant farmer selling did help temper the declines. Gains in Chicago soy oil also provided spillover support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, wheat up, and corn relatively steady. Soybeans down 1 to 4 cents, the March contract down 4 at $8.76 per bushel. Losses in Chinese stock markets overnight raised fresh concerns over the potential demand from that major soybean-buying country. Relatively favorable weather conditions in South America for the time being added to the bearish tone, with large harvests in Brazil and Argentina expected to be soon displacing the U.S. beans in the global market. However, there are also still enough areas of concern in South America to keep some premiums in the futures. Advances in crude oil and the North American equities, along with the gains in wheat, also lent some spillover support to soybeans. Wheat was up 2 to 5 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.84 per bushel. Ideas that Russia may be looking to slow its export pace accounted for some of the strength in the U.S. futures, as Russia had been a major competitor in the global market this year. Cold temperatures in the Black Sea winter wheat growing region and the possibility of winter kill there were also supportive, although ample world supplies remained a bearish influence in the background. Corn finished within a penny of unchanged, the March contract down 0.75 cents at $3.69 per bushel. Corn was caught between the gains in wheat and losses in soybeans, but did find some independent buying interest throughout the day off of the rising crude oil market. However, any upside was limited and corn held well within its rather narrow trading range. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.